Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 through 41. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." It's one of the greatest conversion stories of all time. Of all people, one of the men who was hanging from a cross next to Jesus on this darkest of days defended him. We don't know this man's life history. We don't even know his name. But what we can know for certain is that his punishment was just, as he himself confessed. But that's not how things began. Earlier that day, he had joined the man hanging in agony on the other side of Jesus, mocking the featured attraction in the middle. Matthew's gospel records how the chief priests and teachers of the law ridiculed Jesus. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him." And then Matthew adds, "In the same way, the rebels who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him." But at some moment that afternoon, a miracle took place. That miserable man went from mocking Jesus to seeing him for who he is, the only Savior of the world. More than that, he confessed to his fellow convict and the world, "We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Truer words were never spoken. They were words inspired by Jesus' cross, the distinctive symbol of God's perfect justice and his perfect love. The cross inspired the thief to confess the truth about his sin and his Savior. May the cross do the same for you. Jesus, help me see the depth of my sin and the certainty of my salvation in your cross. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.